Now let's continue on here in Romans, the first chapter. And let's also understand this. Every time, and we've talked about this before, through every generation, they're going to have crises. They're going to have problems and difficulties. Because every generation has got to learn the lesson, one way or the other, that only God can solve their problems. And the ultimate in that is this. No one can prevent death. No one has come back from the dead except Jesus Christ. If someone were temporarily dead and revived, later they died again. You can't prevent it. Human nature, without the Spirit of God, is incapable of being good as God demands good. Now, they may be nice. They may be well-intentioned. They may have good causes, just like those who work for stopping abortion. That is a good cause. I'm glad they are doing what they are doing. But they're not going to stop what is going on. They can make people aware. All right, let's go on. Verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Now, we just got an upgrade on our television thing. And now instead of having 70 channels, we have what, 140? I don't know how many. Just got it the other night. Okay. And I'm sure if I do a channel surf through every one of them, what I'm going to find is what I'm going to read to you right here. Because God inspired this to be written, because it covers all people in all societies, everywhere on earth. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, guile, evil dispositions, whisperers, slanderers, God-haters, and that's where we are today. Insolent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things and practices, disobedient to parents, void of understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. You can't move them. Because everyone has been convinced that his or her way is right. Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, because it's available for them to know, that those who commit such things are worthy of death, not only practice these things themselves, but also approve of those who commit them. And isn't that what we have in a society? Yes, indeed. The first number one thing for you to be a successful politician is to be a liar, a convincing one. Honest politicians don't last. First time they sit down or they're voted like into the county board of supervisors and they bring out the reality, look, folks, there's no money to spend. Oh, he's gone. Next election, poof. Okay, now let's come to the book of Hosea. Let's come to chapter 8. Let's see how Israel has gone through this time again. Hosea chapter 8. Time and time again. If you want to know the cycle of Israel, read the book of Judges. 1 and 2 Kings. 1 and 2 Samuel. Read the prophets. God always warned them, right? Yes. Hosea, the 8th chapter. Let's see what God says here. God knows what happened when they were rebelling God at the Tower of Babel. God said, look at what they're doing. Now nothing will be restrained from them which they imagine to do. So we're going to confuse their languages so they can't communicate. Did that happen? Yes, indeed. Now then, we have a universal language in two forms today. Number one, English. Number two, digital. And if you can't understand a language, they now have programs which will do 92 to 95% accurate simultaneous translation of either reading the text or hearing the word. So we're right there again. Look at what we're looking at. Look at what's happening in the Middle East. American troops will be somewhere close to Syria. Turkey will be the leading thrust to take over Syria. And they used to run it with the Ottoman Empire. The whole Middle East is a result of sin, hatred, evil, inbreeding, 400 years of first cousins, to where you have a society as much as 70% in Pakistan that cannot think, that cannot reason, that do not have the capacity for abstract thinking. Look at what we're breeding here in America. They're graduating them. They don't know anything. They're not taught anything. Can you get rid of the teachers' union? No, evil gets ensconced and you can't touch them. See? And they continue to corrupt the minds of the children. And the parents buy them games to corrupt their minds even more. Verse 1, Hosea 8. Put a ram's horn to your mouth. A lot of trouble coming. He comes like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and have rebelled against my law. Israel shall cry to me, my God, we know you. And God will say, I don't know you. Israel has thrown off good, the enemy shall pursue him. Don't we have that today? What was the call because of the slaughter in Newtown, Connecticut? Let's have an armed policeman in every school. Will that stop that kind of thing? Will that get rid of the sex sins of the students? The secularist satanic teaching of the teachers beginning in kindergarten? No. What they need is the Word of God. What they need are McGuffey readers. What they need is prayer in school. What they need is God in their lives, not an armed policeman standing at the locked door. Now, what if they have such tight security that there is a fire and kids are burned alive because they couldn't get out? Let's go on. The enemy shall pursue him. Do we not have that? Terrorist, right? One terrorist chases how many? Thousands. That's how I missed on my flight for Feast of Tabernacles. The plane was rolling out. It stopped. And we sat there. They have rules and regulations with the Transportation Safety Agency, TSA. And we're sitting there. Time goes on. A whole hour. People are on their cell phones calling about reservations and plane connections. And I learned from what they were doing, because I was going from Memphis to Minneapolis, Minnesota to Bozeman. That was my trip for the day. Well, there are only two flights to Bozeman, and I would have been too late to get there had I stayed on the plane, because it was going to be 2 hours late. You know what they had to do? Just because a pocket knife fell on the ground under the plane and someone discovered it as the plane was going out, they had to stop it. TSA took 45 minutes to get there to rescue the situation. They sat there and debated what to do and looked back and forth. And finally they said to all the passengers, all right, you all get out. We got to screen you again. Pocket knife. The enemy shall pursue you. Verse 4. They have set up kings, but not by me. They made princes, and I knew not. They have made themselves idols with their silver and their gold, so that they may be cut off. And how many idols do we have? And all the idols in the minds of people, all of the We even have a show called American Idol, so we can find some good singer, so we can just all oogle and just fawn over this one person. Your calf, that is your religion, O Samaria, has cast you off. My anger is kindled against them. How long shall they be incapable of innocence? No, we spoil them and ruin them at the earliest age possible. Verse 11, because Ephraim has multiplied altars to sin. You look at the United Kingdom today, it's about 5 years ahead of us. Very bad news. They have their government medical plan, like is going to come 2013, 14, and 15 here. And guess what? They've run out of money. And guess what? They've had to cut back on the budgets. And guess what? The pensioners, and they're equal to Social Security for us here, they have to take a cut. And the little babies, the primos, where they normally take care of them, bring them around. Remember the one I showed you where this little baby was born 2 months premature but came through it? They no longer have any money to take care of those primo babies, so they have to pull all of the support system off of them and let them die. The next will be the old people. We can't afford that. Here's a pill. Go home and die. And our president that we currently have today said as much when he was campaigning. It will come. All of those things are judgments against us because we have left God. Now, we will get to the reason why that we need to look to as more likely the reason that this happened in Connecticut than what they're supposing. Verse 12. I have written to him great things, the great things of my law. How wonderful it would be. God said what? If you keep all my commandments and statutes and judgments, I will bless you. You'll be blessed when you come in. You'll be blessed when you go out. You'll be blessed in your cities, in your villages, in your basket, in your store, in your field, in your trade, in your wars. Five of you will chase 100, 100 will chase 1,000, and now because of our sins, it's the other way around. One terrorist chases 10,000. But they were counted as a strange thing. No, no, their own intellect was better than God. No, no, their own laws, which outlawed God and put in lawless laws that oppressed the people. And all of the people who are law-abiding and tax-paying are paying for all of the entitlement sinners. Now, some people have entitlements that are due to them. But right here in this town, there is an unmarried mother who has 5 children. No husband. Well, she does have a husband. It's called the state of California, where she gets food stamps, all medical care, and $1,700 a month toward her $2,000 a month rental. We pay for their sins because of unrighteous politicians. Think of it. That's going to run out. California is going to go bankrupt. And all of the states that do not, let's put it this way, all the states that are the most godless and secular are going to go bankrupt because they're trying to play God to the people and give them entitlements for their votes. And like one woman on the city council in Detroit said, Obama, we delivered the vote. Now, we want some goodies. That's the mentality, all right? No, you couldn't bring in God's law if you're called a jury and you tell them that, Well, the only way I can judge is with God's law. Out of here. We can't have that. Okay? Verse 13. They sacrifice flesh for sacrifices of my offering. Oh, today, there are blood sacrifices. They needed to understand how God looks at it. And eat it. But the Lord did not receive them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Everything about Egypt. The mysticism of the religion, the sex mores, all of that. Verse 14, for Israel has forgotten his maker and builds temples. Oh, yes. Judah has multiplied cities, but I will send a fire on his cities, and it shall burn up her palaces. How did all of this happen? Where are we? I mean, if you would go out and stand on the street corner and tell the absolute truth to the people walking by, the police would soon come with the psychiatrist and have you arrested as an unstable, irrational person. Hosea 4, let's see how this happens. See, they don't know it. They're fighting against God. Do you think any man can fight against God and win? Any woman fight against God and win? Hey, did not God create us in a perfect way? Yes, we're incomplete. Yes, we need one another. We need husband and wife. We need children. He's given us the blessing of helping him to create more human beings for his plan, which is a great thing, brethren. See? But we're living in such an evil world that even on some of us in the church, it's lost on us. All right? Hosea 4 and verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord. Will you listen? Remember what Jesus said? The one who has an ear to hear, hear. Then he told his disciples in one place, let this sink deep into your ears, the children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Now notice why. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing from the pulpit and cursing, lying, and everything that is done, I doubt if there is no more than maybe a half a dozen to maybe two dozen politicians in Washington, D.C. that are willing to actually tell the truth. But they're not invited on the television news shows, are they? Except in extreme cases. Okay? And killing? How many murders? How many killings? How about the woman? Dolores and I were driving the other day, and the news came on, and it was about this woman that didn't like her child, cut off his head, put it in the freezer. A woman. Yes. And killing, murder, stealing, committing adultery. They break out and blood touches blood. Remember the sermon that Michael Heiss gave a year ago at the Feast of Tabernacles about God is the blood avenger. And God is avenging for blood. Read all of Revelation 18. And the destruction of this world system is the avenging of all of the blood of the saints from Abel down through the very last one of the martyrs of Christ. Now what happens when it reaches this point? If you don't believe blood touches blood, go some Friday night to a big city emergency hospital. Watch what comes in. Shootings, stabbings, drug overdose, rapes, strangulations. What does it do? Oh yes, the government has a plan to save us from global warming. It's not what they think. It's the combined sins of all the people. Therefore the land shall mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the wild beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. right at the time, everyone is told what? For your health, you need to eat more fish. Verse 4. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with the priest. And you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet also shall stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, the knowledge of God. Because you see, the knowledge of sin and sin multiplying, God doesn't have to come down and do anything. The sin itself and Satan, the devil, and his demons will cause it to be done because God gives them permission to do so because the people have rejected God. And they have not listened to the voice of reason of those men and women who tried to tell them what was right. Because you have rejected knowledge, just like abandoning, remember that? I abandoned them. I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Because you see, our mission as a people, as the modern nations of Israel, was to take the word of God to the world, to all the nations of the world, and teach them the word of God. We got the word of God out there, but we didn't teach them the true meaning of the word of God. So we failed. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. You think those little children back there in Newtown were forgotten? What about the other shootings? What about the other things that have taken place? Here, just giving a list of some things that happened. Newtown, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Littleton, Colorado, and Virginia Tech. That's to say nothing of hurricanes and tornadoes and storms and floods and droughts and disease and sickness and all of that. You know, like it says there in Isaiah, the first chapter, God pleads with his people and says, why? Why will you be stricken anymore? Why will you continue in these things? What you're doing, I hate. Come, repent, learn to do well. You'll be accepted. All right, let's go on. Verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. Has that been happening? Yes, indeed. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity, and it has become like people like priests. And I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. You see, no one is going to be successful in rejecting God and arguing against him. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart, and today add to that drugs and strong alcohol, fun and games, nightclubbing, binge drinking. One of the things that they did in some sororities was to have a new inductee into the sorority at their college drink 21 shots of whiskey, and he died. Verse 12, my people seek advice from their wooden idols, or their stupid politicians, or their satanic psychologists and psychiatrists, or their misled priest or evangelist or pastors. They don't come to the word of God. What they need to do is fall on their knees and seek God. What they need to do is cry out to God with tears and repentance. God will hear them. And their rod declares to them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray, and they have gone a whoring away from under their God. What has happened? Look at that. They sacrifice on the tops of mountains. Today, we don't do that. Their sacrifices are in different buildings. And burn incense upon the hills and under oaks and poplars and elms, because its shade is good. So your daughters shall commit whoredoms, and your bride shall commit adultery. Will I not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, or your wives when they commit adultery? Even the men themselves go aside with whores, and they sacrifice with temple prostitutes. The people who do not understand shall fall. Great sex sins. Remember how we covered how did they take care of their sex sins in the past? Offer their children to the fire god of Molech. Verse 15, though you Israel play the harlot, yet do not let Judah become guilty, and do not go to Gilgal, nor up to Beth Avon, nor swear as the Lord lives. For Israel slides back like a backsliding heifer. Now shall the Lord feed them with a lamb in a large place? No way. Verse 17, Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. And out of Ephraim has come Harry Potter, the witchcraft destroying, destructing information to our youth. Verse 18, their drink is sour, they have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers dearly love dishonor. The wind has bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. All right, chapter 5 and verse 1. Because God lays it to the priests, the religious leaders. Hear this, O priest, and hearken, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of king, for the judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare for Mizpah and a net spread over Tabor. The revolters have gone deep in slaughtering, and I chasten all of them. You can read the rest of it. All right? Let's look at some things here. We'll add a few more things to it. Okay? Here's some of the things given to me. There are a lot of information on the internet. Headline, mass murderer from a first-person point of view, video games. Someone was telling me that they went to a seminar given by a police expert, FBI. And he said an 8-year-old child who always played the video games, didn't get along with other children, got a revolver, went to school, and shot 8 children, 6 of them, right in the head, because he was so accurate after aiming this game all the time. Parents have thrown their children to the industry of violence. Just look at the movies. Eyewitnesses report of a second shooter. We don't know. We'll have to find out. U.S. military sniper stops a mall massacre. All right. Now, let's see something very interesting here. Many of the news commentators, and I saw one Friday night, tears in his eyes for those children. And yes, that should be. And I didn't buy the tears from our president. And he was upset about it. So over this weekend, he's going to have special programs with the parents and things on Fox News. Yet, he upholds women's rights and abortions. Before God, he's double-minded, which means anyone who thinks that way is really a hypocrite of the highest order. So I call Randy Vild, who helps me with the editor for Church at Home, and he was able to get some information for me, because the whole country is focused on those 20 children that were slaughtered and the 7 others that were killed. Okay? Everything is focused in on that. What a horrible thing. How did this happen? How could this, we don't understand the evil. And they say, well, we just have to recognize there's evil in the world. Well, how about recognizing that there is God? And how about recognizing that there is a way to take care of evil? Ever think of that? All right. So I had him get me this information. Because my reaction to hearing that was entirely different than theirs. So I asked him to please get me the information concerning abortions in Connecticut, because they're so interested in these the innocent lives of these children that were gunned down. Well, what about the most innocent of all, the newly developing life in the womb of its mother, which at day 26, you can hear the heartbeat. And by time a woman knows she's pregnant, the baby is about an inch and a half high, nearly fully developed. What about those innocent lives? Is anyone upset about that? Oh no, the governor and the secretary of state and the state police and all of the things are there. More media people there than there are policemen trying to cover this thing. So here are the true statistics. In Connecticut, 2011, there were 37,280 births. 37,280. There were 12,615 abortions. Remember the sacrificing on the hill? They don't sacrifice on the hill now. They do it in the abortion clinic. Now we know the truth, how God's going to solve that problem, right? But nevertheless, look what they bring upon themselves because of it. Okay? Since 2002, Connecticut, one of the smallest states in the union, has had an average of 13,000 abortions a year. That's 130,000 murders. Anybody upset over that? Well, the Right to Life people are, and those who LifeSite News and ProAction, Pro-Life Action League and Family Institute of Connecticut, they're concerned. What about those children? Now, that means that Connecticut has an abortion rate per 1,000 pregnancies, 25%. New York is worse. They have 33%. Delaware, 32%. New Jersey, 28%. Now, where they still have some morals, Mississippi, 5%. And Utah, 6%. And I wonder if the percentage in California is maybe equal to New York or not. Look at who runs those states. Look at the attitude that they have. Look at the secular humanism that is there. No one cares about those children who have been murdered. Oh, but we become greatly upset and obsessed when 20 children are murdered. What about when the doctor takes his instrument and tears that young life developing in its mother's womb and scrapes it out of the uterus and take and throw the parts into a bucket and send all of those off to the scientist to experiment with, so all of the selfish older people will be able to have things which will help them overcome Parkinson's disease, help them overcome other diseases by stem cell research. Anybody upset about that? God is. We are. Anybody shed tears for them? No, because that's remote and carried off in a sanitary room where the doctor is the high priest, performing the sacrifice, and the abortion table is the altar of the blood sacrifice, and the attending nurse is the one who assists in the murder. Now, there's some states, and it works quite well. They say, okay, since abortion is the law of the land, before you can get one here, you must take an ultrasound, and you must look at what is inside you. And you must make the decision based upon what you see. When they do that, that slows down the abortion rate greatly, because they see it is a human being. Now, in the United States, every year, 1.2 million abortions since 1973. There have been 55 million government-sanctioned homicides of the most innocent of all. Will any of the news channels carry that? Will anyone or commentary on the news, how should we say, talking heads, analyst, express what is really happening? Should we not consider then that the evil that has been perpetrated there in Newtown, Connecticut is not even a comparative judgment of the sins that they have been doing and the murders they have been committing? Is it as bad as it is? Will the nation ever be able to get out of it? Now notice what Connecticut is going to do when Obamacare comes. The Connecticut State Health Panel voted unanimously last week, that was in June, that elective abortion is an essential health benefit. This means Connecticut State Health Exchanges, which will be established in 2014 in accordance with Obama administration health care reform law, must include coverage of abortion. And we, the God-loving, God-fearing, obedient to the society and God, we pay for all of that with our taxes, because the people have forgotten God, and all are going to pay. And unless there is, as I pointed out earlier, kind of repentance that would you find with Josiah in 2 Chronicles 33 and 34, we are headed for unspeakable, terrible times. Now God will see us through it. God will watch over us and protect us. But in spite of that, we have to stand for the truth. And we cannot assume that because that's way off over there, or we're not directly associated with it, that we do not have to speak against it and expose it and to give voice to all of those murdered babies that have been killed by the lawless judgment that abortion is a legal right, and yet they still charge people with murder of those who have already been born if they killed them, right? Yes, indeed. So what's going to happen to the United States, Great Britain? What's going to happen in the world? We're just going to have to wait. But it's incumbent upon us. God has given us His Word, all of it. And we need to use it. We need to understand it. We need to live by it. We need to study it. We need to pray to God. We need to realize that we cannot have our own idolatry by making church experience just a social club like too many have done. Now, those of us here know better. We're not doing that. But in many of the churches of God, that's all it is. And you've substituted your worship of God for your worship of fellowship with the brethren. You have substituted studying the Word of God by neglecting study. Now, if you read Revelation 3, what God says to the Laodiceans, not only is judgment coming upon our nation, but judgment is always upon the house of God. And judgment is always upon us daily. That's why we have daily prayer. That's why we have daily repentance. That's why we put ourselves into God's hands to direct us, to protect us, to watch over us, to give us the strength that we need in these times. And so I submit to you that rather than try and analyze what the killer did himself, I think the state of Connecticut needs to examine their own murderous hands with the abortions that they are committing in that state. Now, yes, grieve for the ones who've been killed, but we also have to ask another question. How much more of the judgment of God can we handle? So we'll end it there. We don't know. But one thing for sure, God says in Isaiah, he gave correction, they didn't change. He gave correction, they didn't change. He gave correction, they didn't change. And it says there, and for all of that, because they didn't change, his hand of correction is stretched out still. So I hope that this will move some people to do what is right and to seek the truth and to seek God. But it has to be spoken, and it has to be known, and it has to be understood. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.